The Vice Chancellor of the Regional Maritime University, Professor Elvis Nyako, has bemoaned the general lack of interest in the vocational and technical education even after the discovery of oil in commercial quantities. He attributed this to the cost in vocational and technical training. Professor Nyako said this when the Maritime University signed a memorandum of understanding with SeaWorld Company Limited. Professor Elvis Nyako signed on behalf of the university, while the CEO of SeaWorld Company, Alfred Fafali Adagbadu, initialed for his company. Here's a report by Nathaniel Nate.
According to Professor Nyako, many educational and training institutions in the country focuses largely on courses related to the oil and gas sector, to the neglect of vocational and technical training, where manpower needs of industry are trained. It is in this regard that SeaWorld Company Limited, a fully owned Ghanaian company, has entered into partnership with the university to assist it to procure a state-of-the-art oil and gas equipment valued at $5 million to facilitate teaching and learning about the sector. Professor Elvis Nyako highlighted some salient areas of the agreement.
Within this collaboration, the Regional Maritime University will be offering a full mission engine room simulator, drill fluids laboratory, crane laboratory, electrical and electronics control engineering, and a welding training center. SeaWorld will also develop a system to allow the oil and gas center of the Regional Maritime University to be accredited by IWCF and IADC. SeaWorld will provide accredited professional expatriate staff to offer competency and advanced career programs.
The CEO of SeaWorld Company Limited, Alfred Adagbidu, threw more light on the equipment his company is helping the university to procure.
SeaWorld is providing dynamic positioning simulators and also providing rigs so that we can get practical hands-on training. So SeaWorld is also providing the lecturers, the expertise and the trainers or instructors.
He later toured the facility, accompanied by the Vice Chancellor, staff and students of the university.